I'm Debbie Monterey. A former St. Louis Congresswoman's conduct being looked into by the Missouri Attorney General's office.
That is a pact that I cannot speak to as a candidate.
Responding to a post on X of Bush declining to address questionable payments to herself from her PACs, Attorney General Katherine Hannaway says, quote, very concerning, we are looking into this. The questionable payments, according to public records, Bush's political action committees, Politivus Action PAC and Politivus LPAC, have paid tens of thousands of dollars to Cori Bush and her husband, Courtney Meritz, since Bush left office in January of 2025. Questionable payments to Bush's husband has been the subject of prior investigations. During her time in Congress, Bush was investigated for regular campaign payments made to her husband for security purposes. One of those investigations would be dismissed by the Office of Congressional Ethics. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis City Police say they found a woman's body overnight in the O'Fallon neighborhood. It was discovered around 1:45 on East Lee Avenue. No word yet on what may have led to her death. What's worse, an abandoned, flooded quarry in your neighborhood or a decade of dump trucks filling it in? That's the debate right now in South County. A developer is asking St. Louis County for permission to dump 3 million cubic yards of dirt, concrete, and asphalt into an old rock quarry in Lime. The company says filling that site will stop illegal dumping and fix a long-standing safety hazard. But neighbors living nearby aren't buying it.
I've been alive my whole life. What's wrong with the quarry now? It's been sitting there my entire life. Not that many people die. Not even a handful. It's been run down. It's been neglected. Absolutely. But there's nothing wrong with it in its current condition. Just needs upkeep.
Opponents raised alarms about potential groundwater contamination and dust if the fill operation is approved. The Planning Commission's expected to make a final decision at its August meeting. Missouri has approved a new five-year transportation plan that includes billions of dollars for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure projects across the state. MoDOT Assistant Chief Engineer Mark Croken tells MissouriNet several major projects stand out.
$3.4 billion worth of projects along I-70. A lot of those have already been awarded, but we have another $1.3 billion planned in the next fiscal year. So we're making headway in the Springfield area. I-44 has a lot of big projects.
The five-year plan outlines $13 billion in transportation investments across Missouri, including highways, bridges, transit, aviation, rail, and waterway projects. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley escalating his fight with the U.S. Postal Service. We get that update from KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
Hawley says the Postmaster General has ignored his June 24th request for documents about mail service failures in Missouri, and he's now expanding his investigation to take a look at the Postal Service's use of outside consultants. Hawley says the U.S. Postal Service hired a firm from New York that is known for restructuring corporations and was once hired to restructure the St. Louis Public Schools. That, as Missouri mail delivery continues to lag, he wants to know whether that firm has been asked to look at cutting rural delivery or closing rural post offices.
And there's a planetarium celebration at the Science Center because it's reopening to the public tomorrow after undergoing major renovations. Planetary manager Will Snyder explains you'll be able to see real-time images of outer space.
So this system does pull from all sorts of national and international databases to give us new information. And in addition to satellite and climate data about our planet, it does also download in near real-time new images from, say, the James Webb Space Telescope or other missions so that whenever we make a new discovery as humans, we can talk about it here at the planetarium.
The upgrades make this the largest and most advanced hybrid planetarium in the country. A celebration at Tower Grove Park to celebrate the completion of three major milestones, an event support building with a Rockwell beer garden, bathrooms, and a bike repair station, the director's croquet garden, and the restoration of four historic pavilions in the park that date back to the 1870s. Greater St. Louis Inc.'s Sarah Arnosky-Co says the improvements help the neighborhood, businesses, and the whole region.
Because these improvements not only serve the park visitors, but also the broader regional bike network. The event support building and Rockwell Beer Garden and the bike station all create an important trailhead or finish line, depending on where you start and end, for the Tower Grove connector that Bill mentioned.
The FDA has approved a new pill to slash cholesterol levels. We get that from KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer.
Clinical trials have shown the new pill from Merck called Lipfendra can lower cholesterol levels far below what can be achieved with statins. Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel says this is the first non-injectable medication that works by blocking a liver protein called PCSK9, which limits the body's ability to clear cholesterol from the blood.
The studies show that these drugs, the PCSK9 drugs, actually reverse plaque. You may have plaque in your coronary arteries, and it may start to go away on this drug. And it also brings down another bad guy that we're worried about, lipoprotein A, which also correlates with heart disease, and it brings it down.
The pill will be for patients with artery clogging cholesterol that persists even after taking statins. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.